I was 10 years old and being wheeled into the hospital late at night. Once I was inside, I remember the doctor telling my parents that I had pneumonia and my mom started to cry. Those are the only things I remember about my visit up until I was left alone on the first night. I have no idea what time it was when this occurred, but probably very late. Everyone else in the rooms around me were sleeping, and so was I, until I heard something. I was facing the center of the room when I opened my eyes. I heard someone's shoes squeaking on the floor outside my hospital room. I turned over and saw a nurse walk by, but she had walked out of my vision, past my window before I could see her face. About 2 seconds passed, and then I saw her walk by again. This is when my heart stopped beating because of what exactly I saw. She was walking by at a very fast pace and was looking at me through the window in an exaggerated stare, meaning she was walking by, but her head turned completely to the right side as she did, not able to see in front of her as she walked, and just staring at me. Very quickly, she was out of sight again, and then suddenly, she started walking by again, in the opposite direction. She was walking back and forth in front of my window. This time, her head turned completely to the left, again, staring into my eyes. She had brown hair that was messy, and she looked insane. On this pass, I noticed that her eyes were opened very wide. At this point, I thought my heart would explode because of how it was beating and how scared I was. Nobody else was in sight. When she walked out of my vision, 2 seconds later, she was walking by again. Every time her head turned to the side looking at me. I remember thinking, even at 10 years old, that something about her was very wrong. I didn't move a muscle and could do nothing except just watch this incredibly scary woman walk back and forth in front of my window. One of the times she walked by, she was smiling, a huge, sickening smile that made tears well up in my eyes. Every time she walked by, she could not see what was in front of her, because the only thing she wanted to see was me, in my bed, through my window. It seemed like several minutes had passed, until finally she did not walk by again. She simply walked by one last time, and then was gone. I sat there in my bed and peered out my window, expecting her to walk by again at any moment, but she didn't. I must have stared out my window for the better part of an hour before my eyes got so heavy that I fell asleep. The next morning I awoke with my dad sitting in my chair next to my bed, reading a book. He smiled when he saw that I was awake, and I told him what I saw before I fell asleep that night. He didn't seem to be scared, or even very alarmed. He asked me if I was sure that it wasn't a dream. I was 100% sure then, and I am 100% sure now. The woman was real, and it happened. She was wearing the same thing as every other nurse that I saw. I was in that hospital for 3 days, and didn't see her again. I started work as a mailman a few months ago, and just last week, I had an extremely bad experience. There's this one house, every time I deliver there, I see a person watch me through their window, and I mean every single time. I had always chalked this up to be an elderly person who has nothing better to do, and after a while of it happening, it didn't freak me out as much. One day, though, I had to finish delivering mail on another carrier's route that had an emergency and had to stop early. When I was finished with theirs, I had to finish my own. As I made it to this one particular house where the person watched me every day, I saw that they were not there at the window. This made me happy, but also kind of made me nervous for some reason. I dropped the mail into their slot and continued on. I had 3 more houses before I had to return to my truck to grab all the mail for the next street. When I got back to the truck, I saw a weird-looking lady standing under the streetlight behind it. She looked like she was on drugs. She had stains all over her clothing, When she smiled at me, I noticed that she was missing teeth. She then said hello. I said it back and started gathering the mail for the next street. I couldn't see her as I did this, and I felt like she was walking up behind me. I turned around, and she was indeed closer than she was before. Standing in the street, I asked her if she needed something, and she said, no. I then said back, okay, well, I'm going to continue on. Have a good day. With all the mail ready to go, I closed the back door, made sure it was all locked up, and started walking. I felt relieved to be walking away from this crazy-looking woman. I delivered to about 6 houses when I noticed the woman standing next to a truck in the shadows. She was following me. I'm sure that she thought that I couldn't see her there. I continued on, and after every other house, I saw that she was keeping up and trying to hide. And this was so creepy. There was nobody else around, and I felt like she would attack me at any moment. I delivered the mail to another house, and sure enough, when I walked back to the sidewalk, I could see her standing in a shadow by a big tree across the street. I decided I could not continue my night like this and walked over to her. She stiffened up when I approached her and I said, "Why in the hell are you following me?" She didn't respond and instead made my heart sink as she let out a noise only a crazy person would make. A noise like she was scared of me, but it sounded really odd. She then ran away. She was definitely on some kind of drugs, and the next day when I came to that house where I would always see somebody there watching me through the window, she was there, and I know that it was her. This happened to me about 15 years ago. I lived near the ocean, and I frequented a certain spot on the beach all the time. It was a lonely spot, and not many people ever really showed up there. This one Saturday afternoon, I was laying out in the sand in my spot, relaxing and tanning like I always did. It's not uncommon for me to fall asleep. I did sometimes if the sun wasn't too hot on my skin. This one particular day, I did. I woke up a while later to the sun now setting and realized I had slept for quite a while. I looked to my left and saw a woman sitting near me in the sand, but not on a towel. She was wearing jean shorts and a bathing suit top, and she had really pretty red hair. At first, I didn't really acknowledge her, but after glancing at her a few times, I noticed that she was just staring out into the ocean and didn't turn to look at me or anything for that matter. I felt a bit of curiosity and said hello to her. She said hello right back without turning her head to look at me. Right after that, she sprung to her feet and walked away. I thought that was weird, but didn't think anything really of it. About 30 minutes later, I packed up my stuff and left. Nothing seemed out of the ordinary, and I had a great day relaxing at the beach like I always did. Once I was home, I started making myself dinner. I heard my phone ring and walked over to my purse on the counter and pulled it out. It was my mom, and we started talking about the usual things, when I noticed a square folded piece of paper sticking out in my purse in the midst of our conversation. My mom continued talking, and I pulled it out and unfolded it, confused, because I was pretty sure I didn't put it there. I literally dropped the phone when I read what was written. It was a note, and it said, "I was going to rob you and stab you in the throat, but you just looked so peaceful." I picked up the phone and told my mom what happened, remembering that girl on the beach. We both nearly passed out. The following story happened when I was 16, and still to this day, I reflect on it from time to time. A bit of background. I live in Australia, and live reasonably close to a Royal National Park where this story takes place. If you aren't familiar with the park, it is a large area over 100 kilometers in space with winding roads and nothing but brushland that are quite fun to drive through. On a night like any other, I was doing just that. I was a passenger in my friend Ash's car, and my brother Lucas was with us. It was approximately 1 a.m., and we were driving deeper into the park as we had done hundreds of times before. As we came quickly around a bend in the route, we were face to face with a girl standing at the edge of the road, close to one of those barriers, as we must be near a cliff. She looked to be in her teens. Her age, I couldn't be 100% sure. Though this sounds cliche, I swear she was wearing some kind of white dress and was pale-faced. I am an avid horror movie fan, so I understand how this all sounds. Her immediate appearance wasn't what was concerning to us. We had stopped virtually in the middle of the road, and the car's headlights were shining directly on her. We became uneasy when the girl did not blink, flinch, or move a muscle, despite facing us directly. I remember wondering why she would be out here standing in the pitch black night. I can't remember if my brother or our friend suggested it, but someone said, "Should we go see if she needs help?" In that moment, so many questions were racing through my mind. I think I was the first to speak and said no, firmly. As much as I wanted to help someone, I reasoned with the boys, saying that if she was in trouble and needed help, she would have indicated it by now. I also suggested that it could be some kind of trap used to distract us, and someone could be nearby to attack us if we aided her. After what felt like hours, though really, it was only a minute, we got the hell out of there. We had to drive past her to continue our route, and couldn't do a U-turn or a three-point turn, because the road was too narrow. As we drove past her, I was in the back seat and turned my head to watch her. I still get chills when I think about this, but that girl's head turned slowly in sync with the car's movements and watched us drive away. I kept my eyes on her, and still she did not blink or move as the light around her started to dim until she was in the darkness once again, and I could no longer see her face. Oddly enough, the three of us didn't mention it the next day, or for a very long time. At least I don't remember having a conversation about it with Lucas. It was only a few years later, when I had started to question if I had dreamed it, when I asked my brother and our friend if they remembered that night. To my horror, and somewhat relief, they did. They recalled the details as I had recalled them, so I knew it was real. Over the years, I have wondered what became of her. I regret not going to the police, and you may ask why I would even go to the police if she had done nothing wrong. Truth be told, there are no residents that deep in the park, and she was a good hour's walk or so from the nearest highway. I have gone back to the park several times since, specifically to try to find the girl or see if there would be a common occurrence. I have researched online for any clues as to who she might have been. On one drive when I was searching, I said to a friend of mine, Nick, who was happy to come along, that there could be bodies in the brush and no one would know. A week after I said this, the dead body of a man was found a few feet away from the road in the brush by a motorist who had stopped to relieve himself. It was in the news and it makes me wonder, how many people are out there in that park? But most of all, who was that girl that we saw that night?